High-achieving women. Women who stepped into corporate leadership roles around 1985 represent a new breed of workers compared to previous generations. Today's accomplished women exude confidence, assertiveness, and dynamism. They eagerly take on prominent roles within their companies, showcasing their talents and drive without hesitation. Their motivation goes beyond mere material rewards. They are driven by a strong desire to make meaningful contributions and create something impactful in their lives. Unlike their predecessors who fought for basic rights, these women don't struggle to find their voice or guide their way up the corporate ladder. They seek a deeper purpose in their work, infusing it with passion and a sense of mission. Some women encounter a roadblock in their careers, like a stubborn boss or a stifling work environment, and decide to move on. We call them wander women. When they feel they're not making a difference anymore, they don't hesitate to seek new opportunities elsewhere, whether in different departments, companies, or even industries. They might even leap into entrepreneurship, leaving behind stable jobs to pursue their ventures. These women are restless, always on the lookout for the next challenge. They may not have a clear destination in mind, but they know they can't stay where they're not appreciated. This can lead to frequent job changes without finding true satisfaction. When a new opportunity arises, they eagerly jump ship, excited for something fresh. But soon enough, they feel the urge to move on again, seeking the next adventure. It's a cycle of soulful agitation that keeps them constantly wondering, what's next? The quiet revolution. In the past, women in the workforce often felt pressured to mirror men's behavior to succeed, but it left many feeling like imposters. They faced a dilemma: either passively let their achievements speak for themselves or aggressively push boundaries to be recognized. However, by the 1990s, companies like Deloitte and Touche began realizing a troubling trend. Despite recruiting highly qualified women, few stayed long enough to advance to top positions. In 1992, only 3 women were promoted to executive roles at Deloitte. While some attributed this to women prioritizing family over careers, Deloitte's research uncovered a different story. Many women who left felt sidelined and overlooked, victims of subtler forms of discrimination. Without mentors or challenging opportunities, they chose to leave. Deloitte took action to address these issues, resulting in a significant increase in female executives by 2005, with 116 women promoted to executive ranks. So, why do women leave? Here are 5 reasons and the potential risks. 1. Extreme confidence. Imagine being so confident that you tackle any challenge with just a stick in hand. That's the power of extreme confidence. But, sometimes, this confidence can lead to taking on too much and becoming addicted to work. 2. Constant need for new challenges. Some women are always seeking the next big thing, like building bridges, and then craving to conquer even bigger obstacles. This drive for new challenges can make them jump to new jobs impulsively, leaving their positions after 2 to 6 years. 3. A strong drive for recognition based on performance. It's not just about being a woman succeeding in the workplace, it's about being recognized for their performance. This constant need for applause can make them appear harsh and insensitive to others. 4. Work is your life's blood. For some, work isn't just a part of life, it's life itself. Retirement, never. They love feeling needed by the world. But when work defines everything, personal life can take a back seat, as warned by psychologist Carl Jung. 5. Experience is the best teacher. These wandering women have been kicked down and bounced back up, believing they're stronger for it. But sometimes, relying too much on experience can make it hard to ask for help when needed. High-achieving women now intertwine their professional and personal lives seamlessly, mirroring the traditional approach long associated with men. This transformation stems from 4 significant societal shifts. 1. The age of self-esteem. Adults championing children to cultivate self-confidence and normalize uniqueness. 2. Inroads in competitive sports. Women's successful foray into competitive sports, breaking barriers and promoting a competitive spirit. 3. Educational empowerment. Increasing numbers of women graduating from higher education institutions, equipping them with skills and knowledge for the workforce. 4. Elevated workforce expectations. Society places higher expectations on women's roles in the professional arena. Intentional transformation, claiming yourselves. Understanding yourself is key to finding fulfilling work. Instead of just asking what you can achieve, ask yourself who you want to become. By adopting various personas, you can transform how you approach opportunities and get better results. Think of yourself as a pioneer, blazing new trails, or an adventurer, exploring creative solutions. Be a coach, offering patience and support, or a storyteller, inspiring others with your words. As a leader, you can embody different roles like a collaborator, bringing people together, or a commander, taking charge when needed. Be a connector, uniting teams, or a teacher, guiding and enlightening others. In your workplace, be a superstar, driven by achievements, or a heroine, taking calculated risks. You could even be a magician, bringing transformative ideas to life. These are just a few examples of positive archetypes you can embody to enhance your professional journey. The detective asks questions and pays attention to details. The queen makes decisions confidently and holds power. The rebel goes against the norm. The revolutionary dreams of change and improvement. The thinker takes time to ponder and reflect. The warrior is strong and defends others. The inspirer gives support and motivation. The steward cares for others and is willing to sacrifice. The visionary dreams big and plans for the future. Create your team of role models by identifying the traits you admire and aspire to embody. Think of them as your board of directors who can guide you in different situations. Avoid negative stereotypes like the victim, saboteur, and prostitute. Instead, focus on positive archetypes that empower you. Summon these archetypes in balance when you need their strength. The majority of high achievers tend to be perfectionists. Being too fixated on doing everything perfectly can hold you back. If you're always thinking, "I have to get everything right," or "Nobody else can do it as well as me," you might be stuck in the perfectionism trap. Instead of getting bogged down by perfectionism, you can take action to break free from its grip. One way to do this is by using your imagination to create clear pictures of what you want to achieve, whether it's at work or in your personal life. Come up with a simple word or phrase that represents your goals or aspirations. Whenever you feel stressed or overwhelmed, just repeat this word to yourself and visualize yourself succeeding in your endeavors. It might sound simple, but by regularly picturing yourself reaching your goals, you're rewiring your brain to react differently to challenges. Be here now. Amidst the hustle and bustle of daily life, it's easy to miss out on important insights. Simply pausing to reflect on your emotions and how others perceive you can reveal valuable lessons. Take advantage of the moments right after significant events, whether positive or negative, to analyze, understand, and adjust your behavior if necessary. Gather a group of like-minded women for appreciative dialogues where you can share these insights. These sessions can breathe new life into old problems, spark innovative ideas, and foster support among participants. During these dialogues, focus on past success and dissect your role in achieving it. By applying lessons from that positive experience to current challenges, you can reframe problems and generate solutions. Keeping a journal to record positive events not only brightens your mood but also helps alleviate stress. By actively recalling and capturing moments of success, you train your mind to approach difficulties with a more positive mindset. In a busy life, finding inner peace can feel like a distant dream. Here are four simple steps to help you regain control and focus on new possibilities. 1. Relax. Start by letting go of physical tension. Take deep breaths to calm your mind. Remember, even a short exercise session can work wonders in reducing stress, even during your busiest days. 2. Detach. Clear out the clutter in your mind by letting go of thoughts that don't serve you. Don't let other people's opinions weigh you down. As acting coach Gary Austin wisely said, "What others think of you is none of your business." 3. Center. Shift your focus from overthinking to trusting your instincts. Tap into your inner wisdom by listening to your gut feelings. 4. Focus. Bring yourself back to the present moment using a keyword or symbol that resonates with you. This simple technique helps anchor your attention and keeps distractions at bay. Destination ahead? Women tend to switch jobs and industries more frequently than men. While men often leave their jobs for better pay and status, women over 30 are drawn to opportunities where they can make a meaningful impact. They seek purpose in both their work and their lives, driven by a desire to fulfill their passions rather than chasing recognition from others. By understanding and owning their true intentions, individuals can define their worth. This means taking charge of their career paths and pursuing what truly matters to them. Exploring your purpose starts with a passion quest. Begin by connecting with your feelings. Think about things that truly excite you, your favorite foods, books, or sounds. Reflect on your happiest moments or cherished prayers. Imagine the movie of your life and what it reveals about you. From these thoughts, identify the deep motivation that emerges. Next, link this motivation to a current work challenge. Seek meaning in the tasks you perform. If you struggle to find it, it might be time for a change. Remember, change demands persistence. Stay focused despite distractions. Use the four peak transformation tools to keep your drive alive. 1. Peak your emotions. Your determination to change matters most, whether it stems from positive or negative experiences. Use any frustration you feel as fuel to find solutions. 2. Evaluate your evidence. Look at the good things happening as you make changes. This helps you stay motivated and keeps the momentum going. 3. Accept support. Don't go it alone. Connect with others and ask for help and advice. Research in 2002 discovered that when women feel stressed, their bodies release oxytocin. This hormone encourages them to nurture and make friends, which helps to ease their anxiety. 4. Know your sense of purpose. Understand that being part of something bigger than yourself can bring fulfillment. Focus on how your actions can benefit your community for a sense of purpose. Understanding your motivations and goals is key to breaking through the glass ceiling. For women aiming to advance, it's crucial to actively manage relationships both upwards and across different levels of the organization. If you find yourself dominating conversations or meetings, try adopting the wait approach. Ask yourself, why am I talking? Don't settle for just fixing immediate issues at work. Companies value big-picture thinkers. Find allies who can help propel you forward. If you're thinking about leaving your job, make sure it's based on clear reasoning, not just emotions. Prepare for your next role by imagining how your work life could change, and stay committed to your current job until you leave, so you can keep learning and maintain good relationships. As society changes, women may find it easier to find stability. To keep their top talent, companies need to adjust to the needs of female employees or risk losing them to better opportunities elsewhere. Key points. 1. Welcome different roles like pioneer or coach to succeed in your career. 2. Avoid perfectionism by visualizing success and staying positive during challenges. 3. Reflect on past successes and share insights with others for personal growth. 4. Relax. Detach from negativity, trust your instincts, and stay focused on the present. 5. Pursue meaningful work aligned with your passions and intentions. 6. Use the wait approach in conversations to ensure effective communication. 7. Manage workplace relationships, seek allies, and plan thoughtfully for career transitions.